Welcome, everybody. Share number 1291 and the writing is share number 443, 443. Okay, so now as far as cakes go, cake and cookies go, in conjunction with eating them in the middle of a meal, with one wash for bread and ate the right amount in the right amount of time, which we've been talking about. But as far as the regular cake and cookies, so we recently spoke about cake and cookies made out of different types of flour, not one of the five grains. For example, we spoke about almond flour, we spoke about potato starch, rice flour, and we said at that time that if those types of flours are used for cake and cookies, in general, when it's a dessert, one should make a bracha. We said at that time one should make a bracha on those items when they're eaten for dessert. It's a lower level of cake and cookies as opposed to when it's made out of five grains. Five grains meaning basically the wheat, spelt, oats, and so on. Now, so when it's made out of one of the five grains, the regular, you know, wheat flour or spelt, some people use spelt flour, oat flour, but it's one of the five grains whereby one makes a mezonos and they have to make a al hamichya, right, or bench if it's bread or whatever the case is. Right, as opposed to the other items which we spoke about, where besides the rice, if something made out of rice flour, then it's a mezonos, but it's still burned a fusha. So potato starch, almond flour, all that, the after bracha, the right amount, eaten the right amount of time, the after bracha would be burned a fusha. When you're dealing with the five grains, right, the one of the five grains, the regular wheat flour, spelt flour, oats, or whatever, so then one would have to make a ala michia, as long as they ate the right amount, which we've been talking about. Now, even if one eats cake or cookies for dessert, if they're still somewhat hungry, right, then definitely no extra bracha would be made on the cake and cookies. I have my regular cake, I have the cookies, it's made out of the wheat, and we said that could be even true by the other items, like almond flour and so on, but definitely it goes without saying if somebody's eating cake and cookies made out of one of the five grains, regular wheat flour or so on, and they're somewhat hungry, or they're eating it for, you know, sustenance, fulfillment, and so on. Sometimes a person didn't have enough to eat, so I'll take a few extra cookies, I'll take a little piece of cake, whatever the case is, and that'll fill me up. So then definitely no bracha, no extra bracha is going to be made on cake or cookies. So cake and cookies made out of one of the five grains serve a dual function. If let's say a person's not eating them, good, so fine, I'm eating them as a dessert. I'm not eating them, let's say, for fulfillment. If I eat them for fulfillment, right, I'm still hungry to satiate, so then for sure no bracha. But there's a separate thing Rabbanan brings down in the Sefer explaining that, like fruit or candies, cakes are often eaten as a dessert or a snack in order to satisfy one's desire for sweets. Not because he's hungry, because I want to have something sweet at the end of my meal. Unlike fruits and candies, however, cakes are often eaten to satisfy one's appetite also. So accordingly, if cake is eaten for dessert, technically a bracha should be required, because if you eat it for dessert, that's what dessert really is, quote unquote dessert, and I'm eating it because of the sweetness, not because of the fact that I'm hungry. Alternatively, when the cake is eaten for satiation, one would not be required to make an extra bracha. So the bottom line is, it's sort of like up in the air. But again, if somebody knows they're eating it and they're definitely still somewhat hungry, then definitely not, one should not make an extra bracha. There is, however, another consideration to take into play over here in reference to cake and cookies made out of one of the five grains, not in the other instances with the almond flour and potato starch, whatever, but when it's made out of one of the five grains, let's say regular flour, regular wheat flour, right? So the consideration is that if a particular type of a cake could be halachically classified as bread, right? There are certain cakes that are classified as bread. Not whereby you make a hamotzi, you're still making a mezonos because it's a snack type food, but it's in the bread family, which we have to talk about all that. Those are separate halachas. But if that's the case, it would not require a separate bracha, even if it's eaten as a dessert. And even if one is not hungry, I eat it purely as a dessert, then definitely one would not make a bracha on those types of cakes. So we'll see how that works in the upcoming shiurim. But if it falls into the bread category, which we'll see what that's all about. There's various different, three different shitas, how to work with that. But definitely then one would not make a bracha on the cake and cookies. And if they're still somewhat hungry, they're eating it for satiation, then for sure also they would not make a bracha on the cake and cookies. We'll see in the upcoming shiurim, Bezras Hashem, how to work it and when one would make a bracha in all instances. Thank you for listening. And these halachas are brought down, Rabbanan Halachas Brachas, page 88 and 95. Thank you for listening. Aslocham Bracha Kol Tov.